got to hear them because it was Cheers one day. Edmund and I were driving around the Bakerson Opine, and I thought, oh, there used to be a garage. And I remember that from 1953-54, because my father brought us out to Auckland to see this airplane called the Comet Mark IV arrive. And so after husband and I come around the road and thought, okay, we're going to see if we're going to keep turning left or right, or whichever way that we went, come onto this causeway to here. And it was like, whoa, it was like the moat. You know, I say this from here. Yeah. And then we come around the terrace onto Ferry Parade, and there was a vast grass area that was about 5 feet tall. And there was a sign saying that there was going to be an opportunity to go and commit towards trying to go and for a ballot for the land. Oh, and that was the first major hit on, wow, there's all this tall, like Watsonia's, drowned the place and blackberry. And it turned out to be the beginning of my crazy interest in the island. So husband and I took our baby and her pram to the housing corporation were operating the ballot. So Tumblr was going, you know, with these little wee balls basically. And so nobody wanted to have number 7 in these sections because it was way in the middle with about 7 properties ownership around, but it's become our island. We have been there since we started building in 78, so it's at the end of 77 that we went and participated in the ballot. And so we feel very fortunate to have won that right to come and live here. But we had to build up to a frame-up stage. That was a commitment of the Housing Corporation of our property, but there's one adjacent property that's still got a boat on it, so that property about $100 different than price. It did not have that requirement, so it still looks like a property people want to go and find out, can they buy it, can they buy it. So that sits as a memorial, that one rule for one and one rule for another. Mm-hmm. So we still haven't finished our house.
And tell me a bit more about the ballot. So you went down to the office and someone was there with a tumbler.
Yeah.
And was there a whole lot of other people there?
There was a principal of one building company, and I thought, why should they be allowed to be there and participate at a higher rate than Richard and I? But that's how it was. But it was interesting to be there, but it was exciting. And buying section was not far off $10,000 at the time. So that was worthwhile that I was allowed to save my pay up. So my husband says, I bought it, so that's kind of a big tick in my mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But across the road there was an old couple by the name of Turner, and I thought in a weekend when we moved in, I thought, I'm going to write about this place, and it has started an insanity of interest. Mm-hmm. And so if anybody says something in conversation, my brain's going fast to that particular link. It's just shocking what my mind wants to do. So I find it hard to shut up in my mind, because I am obsessed.
What do you think that obsession, where does that come from?
I never thought I was in. Sound like an OCD person, it's a modern phrase now, but I just loved it. It was special.